You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. We are at episode 61. It's been a full 2 months that I've been recording these daily episodes. I may switch to a bi-weekly, one short and one long episode in the next few weeks, but for now, I'm going full force, one a day. Today, we're going to talk about how to get inspired. It's something that is very dear to my heart, because before I became this hustler, business owner, working very hard every single day, I had to go through a phase of adjustment because I was working my full-time job at a sales position, and I didn't really have the energy and the focus to come home and work on my business at night every single day. So for that reason, I needed to find a way to get inspired, and I wanted to share with you what I have found, but also what all my network of friends and other entrepreneurs I found works for them, right? But before we get started, please, can you share this podcast with your friends and family? This is super important, because if you're growing as an individual, as an entrepreneur, it's important that you share these contents with people that are around you, so that you're always having that reminder in the back of your mind, all right? So point number one, I think this is so crucial, is to read about the latest technology advancements. Now, whether it's you signing up for a blog newsletter, or buying a magazine, or even just going on a blog and reading, this is super important, because as an entrepreneur, you want to keep your mind sharp and in the future, because you want to be the person connecting the dots. How's the market going to look like in 2 years? For example, I sell kitchenware, and for me, what's important to know is what people are gonna be looking for, or what people are gonna look to buy in the next few years. So that is something that's very interesting to me. Now, at the very beginning, you'll see that it starts almost like a chore, right? You're gonna be like, oh, today I'm gonna sit down and have to read about these things. But as you get accustomed to doing it, you'll see that you're gonna be craving, you're gonna have this need for knowing more about how the future is gonna look like. And when you start doing this, again, your brain is gonna fire all these cool ideas. It's gonna be super important for your business as well. Point number two is to devote yourself to solving a problem. Now, we talked about this in the past already. Solving problems is basically at the core of every business. If you don't solve a problem for someone, you're basically not bringing any value to the table. So that means that you may be selling something that's already in the market, or your product is not good quality, right? It's not fulfilling a need for anybody. So if you don't try and solve the problem first, your entire business, it's going to be at the mercy of the market. If the market changes, you're going to not be relevant anymore. That's something that's very scary. So as long as you try and solve a problem and help the customer will always be around you and will always look for your products. Point number three, I want you to set scary goals for yourself. I talk about this in my blog post all the time. If your goals are not scary, they're not going to attract your attention day in and day out. If your goals are too small, you're not going to be waking up in the morning excited to tackle them. Because if the goal is too mundane, what's the difference between getting a regular promotion at a 9-to-5 or running a small business, you know, down the street? I mean, nothing against small businesses, don't get me wrong, but here we're trying to create an environment where people can dream big and also achieve big dreams at the same time. So the bigger and the scarier the goal, the more it will stick in your mind and the better it will be for you to stick to it in the long run. Point number four is to use your failures as fuel to get better. Game changers, I fail at least once a week, if not even once a day sometimes. And it doesn't feel good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to start sitting here and saying, you know, I can't wait until I fail. That's not the point. But the point is that when you do fail, if you see that as a stepping stone towards success, nothing will ever stop you. If you try and spend, I don't know, 2 weeks to draft a perfect business plan and you give it to the investors and the investors come back to you and they say, well, we don't really like this. I'm not going to give you the money. We're not going to give you the money. And all of a sudden you're going to tell yourself, oh, well, I'm a failure. This didn't work out. Let me go back to what I was doing earlier. That's going to be the end of your journey. And if you start thinking about stuff like that on a daily basis, you will soon find yourself without a business. However, if the investors come back to you and they say, well, we don't like your business plan, sorry, we're not going to give you money, and you take that as a hint to go back to the drawing board and work to fix it and to make it better, there you go. You found the perfect formula for never quitting and for winning in the long run, all right? So I hope you enjoyed these 4 points. If you have any questions, go to DenieroB at DenieroB on Instagram. Send me a DM. I'll be more than happy to make an episode answering your very question. Until next time.